and welcome to the Dragon Show. That's Dragon and Ferret together. I'm Xander. This is Alkaline.
I'm not here.
And we are live at First Squared. Woo! About time.
Welcome to the end of the world. The end of the world being I started a FurCon, and people showed up to it, and I have no idea why. I'm assuming it has something to do with your cars, possibly a plane or two. If any of you took a train, that's very nice. There's wonderful amenities inside of trains that I've heard of. I don't know if you know this. The Mile High Club on a train is called the Chug-a-Lug.
Woo! The Chug-a-Lug.
Yep. You go into the bathroom, and you can continue.
Well, you get the nasty on.
Yeah.
Now the nasty.
Wow, but you're, okay, what I think.
Oh, she stood up. Here we go, guys.
This is what I think. I'm a very physical comedian, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Move the hands more. That works great. Move the hands more.
So if you're listening to this on, on the podcast, I'm a very physical humor. So just imagine, like, Chris Farley.
Wow.
Just, like, a lot of Chris Farley.
Racist.
We will have Crazy Corgi animate all of what you're about to say.
Okay.
Oh, dear God.
As Chris Farley.
By the way, we are joined by Sema and Pandez. I just want to point that out.
By the way, do not ever animate us because all it would be is a bunch of sprites humping.
Well, speaking of humping.
Oh, this is going to set us off to a good start.
This is what me, in my dirty mind, imagines the Chug-a-Lug Club is.
Okay.
You're in the bathroom
on
a train.
We're following you.
There's more than two people.
Choo-choo.
And you create a little bit of a chug-a-lug.
Come and ride the train, hump a lot, like that.
Yes, exactly.
Now, you being a female, what is your role in this situation?
I'm obviously the conductor.
Oh.
Okay. Like, with the baton?
No, not that conductor.
Not that kind of conductor.
The conductor of the train. I'm in the front of the train.
I'm the guy shoveling coal and watching.
The worst part is he's being totally literal. There's all these people fucking in the bathroom, and he's just there throwing rocks at them. Go faster! More steam! I love the 20s! Like, that's all he's fucking
doing. I love the 20s.
Oh, hey, I should use the microphone if we're recording this.
Yeah.
I don't think there was a problem. I'm sure it picked it up.
Yeah, I have a feeling. Something tells me that it got my fucking voice.
Well,
I also have to remember that this is recorded, so I'm going to have to...
Be careful.
Yeah, be careful.
Don't touch the sides. Butterfing. I don't know.
Don't touch the sides.
What, Operation?
Butterfingers?
Yes, exactly.
I hated that game when I was little.
Of course.
I was afraid of that game when I was little because it made the scariest buzz noise ever. So I used to take the battery.
Wait, that's the scariest buzz noise?
I didn't like any kind of like buzzing. Yeah, I hated it. So I would take the batteries out.
This is the entire panel, guys. Have fun.
We're going to do a live action version of that later with a fursuiter.
Ooh. But yeah, I used to.
We have a panel.
I used to.
And a volunteer. That's right. Yeah, it's you.
But yeah, it used to scare me so much I would take the batteries out of it. I know that defeats the purpose of the game. I mean, it was kind of cheating.
Hold on, are we still talking about Operation?
Is this Operation on a
Maybe.
Dead person?
That's
called Autopsy the game. Hey kids, let's play Autopsy.
It's Autopsy Simulator 3000.
When I was younger, of course.
We can sell this one on the black market.
I had a few of my friends over from like grade school, and of course, everyone owned Operation. So I had to explain to my parents later why there was so much screaming coming from my room, and then like fearful screaming. And it was because we had played Operation through roleplay while screaming anytime because he was just the body over there while I operate on this. And then I contacted him through a Ouija board because I didn't do too well. So that's what I did with my childhood.
This explains
Fuck all
much.
Y'all. It explains a lot, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It really does.
So, it's post-apocalyptic. That's the theme. And why did we go with this?
Because I hate zombies.
There we go.
That was actually the first reason.
They're like, what theme does our guest of honor, like, is our guest of honor the most afraid of? Zombies? Go for it.
Zombies are scary clowns. The other theme was going to be piss yourself scary clowns, but we decided not to do piss yourself in the actual theme
title.
I
like that zombies are just dead... Scary clowns.
They can be.
Oh, yeah. My God.
But what's the video game with the zombie
the
scary clowns?
The Honking Dead.
The Honking Dead?
Yeah, their noses.
That'd
be awesome.
I'm stuck on the Walking Dead.
There was an episode for the Killing Floor. They had a whole season, like for like 6 weeks or something, where all of the zombies were clowns.
That's amazing.
All of them. Like, they had their Christmas one where they were all Christmas zombies. They had a whole season where it was
Stop. Christmas zombies?
Yes.
Yes. There was like one. They were like zombies dressed as Santa and elves and.
Was there
Jesus,
zombie?
The original Jewish zombie?
Is he like the boss?
Yes.
He's like the ultimate boss, Jesus.
I'm still stuck on clown zombies because I just want a scene where it's a small car comes out. And oh, thank goodness. It's just a small car. And they all come out. It's a huge horde.
87 zombies out of like a tiny car. Volkswagen Beetle.
I want to see this.
Yes.
I think we have our theme for next year.
Yes.
The themes are just going to... If we're not going to do individual themes every year, we're just going to build off of one another. On our Decacon, the 10th year con, it's just going to be the most confusing cacophony of bullshit that you... That's the name of it. What?
The confusing cacophony of bullshit.
Guys, you have our 10th year theme.
I think that just should be the next year theme.
You guys going to CCOB? Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, CCOB.
No, next year. Welcome to First Square to year 10. Just to confuse everyone.
Oh, no, that's brilliant. We have a theme that's called time traveling. You just claim it's our 14th con. But yeah, that's the only reference to the theme. It's just, this is our 14th year. And we start making up shit that we've done over the last 13 years.
I think it needs to change. I think the year of how many years it's been needs to just change throughout the con, depending on where we've time traveled to. It's like, oh, yep, this is our second year con. That's our 14th year con. We've been doing this for 25 years.
I will dress up in my lion fur suit and my Doctor Who outfit as Dr. Mew the whole convention.
I was going to say, this is Doctor Who con all of a sudden.
Dr. Mew, and every time someone goes, why can't you fix this? I'm just like, fixed point in time. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
You watch way too much Doctor Who.
I do.
You plebeians with your linear time.
Well, you see, time's really a big ball of wibbly wobbly timey. Well, I'm going to shut up.
That sentence really got away from you there.
Yeah, it did kind of get away from me, didn't it?
I actually did start watching Doctor Who because of all of your recommendations, and I will finally admit, it's pretty awesome.
Okay, I still don't watch it.
But
I don't watch it just because someone I used to know is like such a huge fanatic of it. So like I it's just tainted for me.
You have to watch it for one reason.
David Tennant. Oh my.
That's his nickname.
You're straight. What's going on here?
What are you talking about?
For the purpose of this joke, you're straight, by the way.
Okay.
You're straight!
Well, now I know what to watch when I watch Doctor Who.
Watching him try to be straight. Everyone watch this. Here we go. Pandez, ready? Your role is straight, heterosexual male. Go!
Hey, Sema, how you doing?
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
And I do love that he was playing straight while holding a staff.
It went up slightly, too.
Hey, you want to play with my staff?
I do find it ironic there's a giant blue ball at the end of my staff. I'm not saying it's been a long time, but I think Bush was president the last time, and I'm not talking W. I'm doing my material from tomorrow night. I should shut up.
For those of you who aren't aware, we are going to be doing a stand-up spectacular tomorrow night. Well, okay, so I misspelled a lot of shit in the con book, so you should have seen what that was called originally. For those of you who really want to make fun of me, read the con book cover to cover. All of that is my fault. All of that shit is my fault. I cut off ends of paragraphs. I mean, I have names misspelled. My friends. I've known them for years. Yeah, we don't need your real name in there. I love you too, Spider-Man.
Half of the staff descriptions just look like someone got shot in the middle of writing it, basically.
It's the end of the world!
There you go.
The con book editor was sacked.
Speaking of which, I'm trying to picture Alkali, how he would run a horde of Mad Max, Road Warrior-esque band of villains.
An iron fist, and obviously off the edge of a cliff, because we're apparently roadrunners now.
Mimi.
That's Lemmings.
Lemmings also go off the edge of the cliff. Where did Roadrunner come from?
Road Warrior. So, like, Mel Gibson, the Roadrunner, right?
Mel Gibson.
Yes. A very racist bird. Meep. I hate the Jews.
You know who is an even more famous anti-Semite?
Who's that?
Or anti-Semite furry?
Who?
Hitler.
Oh, he's a furry?
He was obsessed with German Shepherds. Obsessed with German Shepherds.
Okay, he's a dog furry. That makes so much fucking sense. Are there any dog furries in the audience?
Okay. By the way, you are a rabbit.
He's just trying to disguise
himself. Okay, pause. Don't get me wrong. I love the suit. What the hell is sticking out of your head?
That's an ear.
No, it's not an ear. There's a horn.
Oh, no.
What is the matter with you?
I thought you were pointing at the other one.
Okay. Xander's just like their ears.
I was looking at the rabbit, so I didn't know what you were talking about with the thing sticking out of his head.
I was looking at the rabbit, too. Okay.
So in the fursuit parade tomorrow, you can just charge and make someone's day?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Make someone's day.
By the way...
It's furry. 90% chance it would make their day. And 10% chance they would accept it.
Oh, God. Is it going to be the
You know what his pickup line is? When you rub it, it grants you a wish.
The dog fursuit.
I need some fursuit. I need that fursuit over here right now.
No wishes for you. You can't leave the con early.
The dog fursuiter, by the way, broke my brain last night. I'm like, oh, the first fursuiter I saw. This is great. Oh, you're so cute. You're so adorable. Come on, boy. Speak. Meow.
That's the only appropriate response to that.
If you're a dog fursuiter and you meow at me, my brain just goes.
That's fantastic.
How many of you were here last night?
Yay. Oh, okay.
How many of you were part of the impromptu rave in the basement hallway?
That was impressive.
Yeah. Oh, Steve, you were on your crutches. Boom, boom. You were the fucking baseline. Just
everybody do the lip. Everybody do the lip.
It's just a crutch to the right. And it's...
Wow.
And a hobble to the left.
Put your hands in your... Oh, osteoporosis. So...
Oh.
No, it is his mom. I just missed it. It was adorable. She stood up and she's like, you know, my entire life, Steve's been doing stuff for me. It's been wonderful. And now he broke his foot and he's useless as shit.
Wow.
Well, what do you mean? Like, well, I can't move because I'll break my back, and he can't move because he hurt his foot. So this is both. We need someone in this house. Don't you have a little boy guy something? Like, oh, God.
What?
The line was a little boy guy something. I'm like, okay, we're going to stop you there.
Like a little slave boy or something?
I think that's what she was going for, but the line was
boy guy?
Little boy guy something. I'm assuming guy. What the something meant. And the rest of it was confusing.
Well, the answer is yes, but he's not out for loan.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Damn,
hi, Fur.
Oh, hello. Shut up, phone. Anyway, what is that?
What's going
on? Oh, dear.
There is a box.
It's an upside down
out of
box
the table.
Right in front of me. Is there a human head in here? What's in the
box?
Ah, there's snowballs.
What the hell?
What?
Oh, it's...
Oh my God, somebody listens to our podcast.
Is that a box of AIDS?
Why is it cold?
I'm so confused.
Oh my God.
Is it just because it's Wisconsin that it's cold?
Yes.
This is awesome.
Wow.
I love how this feels.
Oh, wow.
It really does feel like a snowball. That's like really bizarre.
That's awesome. What are these made out of?
Try this. I can't. I honestly can't describe this.
Like, okay, if you've ever held a snowball in your hand, and I know my friends listening back in Arizona it's crunchy, like a snowball.
And on the Draga show, they toss their white stuff onto the audience.
I am not giving my snowball
this
away.
This is not a top.
Because this is the only taste of snow I'll have forever.
This is the only time Pandez will ever be tossing his white stuff at anyone at this convention.
Oh, and they toss it back. Nice. Oh, dear God. Yay. 2 points.
For those of you who are not familiar with the show, apparently we have, and this is staying on the fucking desk from now on, Dragon Show AIDS swear bucket. Because you know what? When you need a go-to joke, you go with AIDS.
Well,
and AIDS funny to joke about now because it's been
over
21 years.
At opening ceremonies?
Whatever South Park said.
Yes. Were you guys at opening ceremonies? I think you are the first con chair to ever call for a cripple fight.
Cripple fight! We got two of them. This is awesome.
Is this an impromptu panel?
You crushing bit is like saying Germany is going to... I'm going to stop.
No, it's the AIDS bucket.
That's right. There came the Jew jokes. We're starting.
Oh, remember we started a little bit ago.
Oh, that's right. We had Jew jokes.
Yeah, that's right.
This is awesome. This is so awesome.
That's yes.
Good news for Nero. We're totally having a snowball fight now in the summer with ice elementals. Guys, I don't know how many of you know him. Can I?
What?
Give me that. Those of you who have watched the Dragut show before have probably heard some of my Nero stories. The guy that I've been running Nero with for the last decade is sitting right there with a broken foot.
Woo!
Yeah, Steve. Yeah, that's right. Wave the
wave that crutch.
So I know the first thing you do when you look at him is like, oh, old weak man. Yeah, that was the first thing I thought. He could beat the shit out of me. I know. You're a sick fuck.
That's so, kind of like my grandma. Like, she could like totally outrun me in a race. Like, she's in so much better shape than I am. And she's a gamer, which is really awesome.
Because all gamers are awesome. I don't know if you guys know this. The 3 o'clock to 11 o'clock manager for the hotel, the desk manager, we started talking to her last night. And she's like, yeah, I've been really looking forward to this. It sounds a lot like Gen Con. We're like, oh, you go to Gen Con? So then she sold us the Zelda tattoo on her ankle. Your
That's
home.
A good sign.
Your home. Has anyone been down to the Artemis room?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've had a few Artemis players. What do you guys think? For those of you who haven't played Artemis yet, bring 5 of your friends, and you will have 5 less friends to worry about. It is the fastest way to kill your friendship that you will ever experience. It's basically sit behind a starship, everyone controls a different system, and then in 5 minutes you fly the damn ship into either a sun or a black hole. Since it's a Furcon, black hole.
Or, yes, if you're me, you shoot your own station.
The first time he played the game, the first shot that he took his weapons, the rocket fires from the ship, goes right at the enemy ship. The enemy ship cloaks, and he blows up our space station. It took him 3 seconds to register that, because he started off with, yes, there was an explosion on the screen. I did good.
I think that's a good indicator of success. I'm an American.
I know that when anything blows up, it's a good sign of things. Like the other day, I was working on a project for school, and my glue gun just completely set on fire. Just
wow.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've done like fursuits and stuff like that forever, so I'm no stranger to a glue gun. You know, we've had glue guns a lot longer than we had that one. It was just sitting on the table, wasn't even using it, and then all of a sudden, it was in flames.
That's amazing.
Like, and it wasn't like it just went poof, and then there was smoke. It went snap, poof. And then fire. It actually like burnt things around the table too. It was plugged in, but it wasn't even hadn't been plugged in that long. Like that particular glue gun had been plugged in for like 9 hours at a time. Like when I've been working on fursuits and stuff like that.
Wow.
No, it just blew up. So normally I like explosions too, but I wasn't really happy about that one.
My first reaction would just be alkali.
It wasn't,
It better not be close to the vodka. You put that a safe distance away in your tummy.
I'm just happy because like,
I'm going to save the vodka.
I'm just happy because a few minutes before it was on the carpet, like next to all this like paper and.
Save the vodka. Save the car.
I have no idea the manufacturer or anything, so I can't. I'm sure it did.
Speaking of saving the vodka in your tummy, Handez, will you be joining us tonight for
dear God.
The Mystery Science Theater?
I would be more than happy to join you, and hopefully I won't get, what was the term I coined? Thank the fire extinguisher drunk at this particular Mystery Science Theater.
Who was there for the very first IFC that I was on staff for? No, I was guest of honor at that
You were guest of honor.
Okay, who was at the IFC that I was guest of honor for?
Wow.
Steve, you lie! God damn it! you just like putting your hand up. Like, this increases circulation.
I was there in spirit.
You were there in spirit. You kept calling.
I was there on Skype, too.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I did a whole Who's Lion panel on Skype, and it was the most horrifying thing ever because there's a 4-second delay for me to say something, and then another 4-second delay for the laughter from the jokes I was telling to come back.
Oh, my God.
So I would tell a joke, and then 8 seconds later, people would start laughing, and it was the most horrifying. I'd be like, oh, something, something. Oh, I made a joke.
Oh.
And then everyone would be like, ah! And I'm like, oh, my God. I'll never do that
just
again.
Just counting to 8 in your head.
Well, like, I looked at Tara, and I'm like, is there a delay on this?
Ground control to Major Tom.
The very first Mystery Science Theater was actually, I think you actually came up with the panel idea, didn't you?
Or was it Roxas? You and I were talking about it. Okay. And I think, you and I and Roxas were all talking about it.
So we were, okay, so here's how this story starts, just like many others. So there I was, drunk with another con chair. And we started talking about panels we can do. We said, this sounds stupid, let's go with it. So, have any of you seen Battlefield Earth? You poor, poor bastards. Do any of you know what a center screen wipe is? Well, I sure as hell didn't. Because the game turned into, every time there's a center screen wipe, drink.
Center screen wipe is where, from the middle of the screen out to the edges, it wipes to the next scene. Which makes no sense. Why would you do that? There's technology. This is not 1972.
Apparently, L. Ron Hubbard's a fan.
That reminds me of The Simpsons when Homer makes that dating
video. The Star Wipe.
He just only uses Star Wipe, and then Lisa's like, I'm taking my name off of this.
I love that episode. So there we were, watching Battlefield.
15 minutes in.
Yeah, it took about 15 minutes for us to come up with a rule because there had been like two center wipes, and they're very noticeable. And that's when I think you said...
No. I said something about, man, center screen wipe. That's so lame. That's ridiculous. And someone went, oh, center screen wipe, drink. And we were like, yeah, why not? There's been like 2 and 20 minutes.
Let me describe.
Seconds later.
The next scene of the movie for you. Boring. Walking out of a shuttle. Center screen wipe. Into a flashback. Where the gentleman looks contemplative. And then it goes into a center screen wipe for his flashback in the flashback. So first off, if you weren't drunk enough already, that's going to kill you, just knowing that they flashbacked into a flashback. Then they center screen wipe back to get back to reality. 4 center screen wipes in 5 minutes. And because we're geniuses, were we drinking rum and coke? Were we drinking maybe a martini and Rossi? No, he's got a giant bottle of rum. I've got Rumpelman, so now we can taste time. It tastes like about 4 o'clock. Which culminated into finally the movie ending and us attempting to stand.
I had drunk an entire bottle of Malibu. Oh, not a small, a large bottle of Malibu.
He doesn't know that I was sneaking
shots.
From him.
Just shots of Malibu. And once that was drunk, I looked at my friend Roxas, who was beside me, and I said, I'm out of Malibu and we're only halfway through the movie. Can I have some of your vanilla vodka? And Roxas, being the concerned friend that he is, goes, drink as much as you want. So I polished off half of that, too. Oh. Yeah.
The end.
No. That's not the end, because some of you were there. I'm going to do my Pandez impression now. Guys, you're just awesome. I thank you. I love you so much. Okay, Pandez, let's get out of the room. Get out of the room where? Through this door. Door, you're so awesome. I love you so much. Okay, Pandez, let's get back to the room. Hold on, I forgot something. Walks back over to the table. Table, you are so awesome. I love you so much. Turns around, almost kills himself on the chair, kicks the chair, turns back to the kicked chair. I'm sorry, chair. I don't blame you for my issues. I love you so much. Walking down the hallway, we hit the elevator. Ding, I love you too, Space Ghost. That was the weirdest one. That was the weirdest one. The elevator opens. Thank you, Magic Doors. We push the button in the elevator. Did you guys know there's a light in that button? I love that light so much. Which culminated outside of his room, down the hall, stopping everyone. And if Pandez wants us to stop while we're dragging him, you stop. And Pandez looked at the fire extinguisher. And I'm going to repeat to you what he said. Not the fire extinguisher, the fire alarm. I'm going to try to repeat to you what he drunkenly said to a red plastic lever on the wall. Fire alarm. The furries don't respect you. But the police do. And the next time I look at you, fire alarm, I'm not going to think about pulling you. It's going to be a tug or a caress, but not a pull. You don't deserve to be pulled by the furries. You're not needed here, fire alarm. Retire, fire alarm. Screaming now as we finally got him away from the fire alarm that we were worried he was going to pull. Retire, fire alarm. Run free. Run free with the elk, fire alarm. And then we closed the door to his room. Pandas, we love you, Pandas.
I thanked literally every single person and inanimate object between the panel room and my room. The hotel staff, thank you for coming to support IFC. The frat brothers who were there for their convention, thank you for coming to support IFC. The carpeting, thank you for supporting our feet.
And later, we're pretty sure he thanked the toilet personally.
I did not puke at all that convention. I did not have a hangover from that.
Wow.
I woke up the next morning and went, that was a fun panel. We should do that again sometime. Because
and I told
him
to quiet down because I had a headache.
Oh, my God.
That was
I'm one of those jerks that also doesn't get hangovers.
You don't drink enough.
No. The reason I don't drink enough is because when I do, I don't have any kind of, what's the word? Discretion, quality control.
Pacing,
yeah, I don't...
The humor goes from funny to hateful and back to funny in a surprisingly tight circle.
No, it's usually, oh, here's a shot. I don't feel drunk. Oh, another shot. Don't feel drunk. And this goes on and on and on. Or the other alternative is that I'm playing King's Cup. And I always lose King's Cup.
My bad.
Because as we described earlier, I'm very physical. So the cards usually fall off of the cup, and it's usually my fault. And then I usually go back to my room and technicolor yawn the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Or pass out. Tonight when we're doing this panel.
Don't worry, we've got a bucket for you.
Can we just like water my stuff down or like switch out?
We can tell you that we did that, absolutely.
Make sure the snowballs are not in the bucket.
No,
before
you do not
you
the
give
snowballs.
It to her.
No. Awesome.
We should bring the bucket.
We do not want multicolored snowballs.
Just in case Sema bucket.
Okay. Here's the rule. We'll bring the bucket, but no one's allowed to mention it. We're not what do you mean the AIDS bucket? And then we're just gonna walk away. So no one say a damn thing about this bucket.
God damn, people are gonna be tweeting, hey guys, First Squared got an AIDS bucket. Like, what?
We need to name the AIDS bucket so the tweets get more awkward. Oh. This is our AIDS bucket fur.
Hey, Alkali, speaking of things you're not allowed to mention.
What?
What is he doing?
Oh, no!
Yeah, I got it.
Son of a...
A picture has been presented. For those not...
Does anyone in this room actually know what's going on? Or are you here for that failing?
Alkali is presenting himself to Fur. They are bowing.
As is tradition.
The exchange
is Alkali
made.
Is drinking from
form.
The pitcher. The rebow.
They nailed it.
They nailed it. I give
as
it a 5.6.
I am Russian judge. 0.
Oh, that's right. The ping pong balls.
Yay.
I'm going to kill you one of these days.
2 more years.
Are you serious? Guys,
what? Oh,
bad.
God.
There's an actual time limit to that bet? This sounds like the slap bet. Oh, that almost bounced in.
Almost a bank shot off of Alkali into the AIDS bucket.
Oh, I'm a
so
back.
Who's going to make...
What? It's what it is.
Okay, now that might be the quote. Almost a bank shot off of Alkali into the AIDS bucket.
We could make that a who's line.
Oh,
sold.
So.
Or a t-shirt. That would be a really
You know what would be a great Who's Lion t-shirt like to give to people or sell to people?
What?
It's just it's Who's Lion isn't anyway, and it's got like all you know, our logo on it, but then on the back there's just a bunch of quotes from the panel or like Who's Lion little cards.
Yeah.
That's actually not a bad one.
That'll get you arrested.
Well, we'll censor them appropriately. Oh, okay. We don't want people walking around like trash.
We don't?
There's a guy at my school who's got a tie-dye shirt that says magical motherfucker on it. And every time I see him, I can't help but look at it and just look at it. I think he thinks I'm checking him out, but every time I see it, I'm like, that shirt is so obnoxious.
See, when I read that, I think I put on my rose robe and wizard hat, and then I take your mother to my magic bedroom. What? No. Please, no.
Magical motherfucker.
All right, we have about 10 minutes left before the charity story.
Yes.
So since we're going to be doing that, I figured that we might as well let you guys torture us in a way where we can't say no to the questions. If anyone has any questions for any one of these panelists, speak now or forever stop embarrassing us.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus. Spur.
Uh-oh.
Nice.
Hi, friends. I have a question for each of you, and since you can't say no and you must answer, which My Little Pony do you think is sexiest?
Discord.
Oh. Nice.
Dr. Hooves.
There's a Dr. Hooves.
Yes. Yeah. Right there. See the shirt. See the shirt?
Okay, yeah.
Hold on. Is that seriously part of the show?
There you go.
Cut it out, ponies. Cut it out. You got me to watch the Discord episode, and that was bad enough. First one, I have to admit, it was very funny. It's John DeLance. I couldn't say no to John DeLance.
I'll go with the retard one.
The retard one.
What's the there's a name for the retard one.
Derpy.
Derpy pony, whatever.
Oh, my God. Way too many people know Derpina? The name of the retard pony.
That's like the easiest one to remember.
Well, what's yours?
Well, I don't really know anything. I haven't really watched the show. But
so make one up. You'll probably be right.
I found out that there's one with a grumpy cat cutie mark.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, that one's my favorite. Yeah,
there's
you probably
know.
There's
a grumpy cat pony.
It has the internet on its ass.
What's that one's name?
Wow.
Oh, it doesn't have a name. Yeah. It's a donkey, isn't it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. We're getting the lore of My Little Pony. Thank you for this.
There's a grumpy cat. A grumpy cat cutie mark. Are you making fun of meme?
Did you guys know that grumpy cat like lives like 30 miles from me?
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like
we want him
cat.
As a guest. With guys, grumpy cat
guest of honor. Guest of honor.
Go get the cat.
She probably would come. Yeah, grumpy cat is a she.
Nice.
Grumpy cat is a she. That makes so much sense. So they take the pictures like once a month. All right, anyone else have questions?
By the way, speaking of Grumpy Cat, I actually saw a clip from a local news station in Australia that had Grumpy Cat coming to visit.
Oh yeah,
God.
They go everywhere.
Grumpy Cat has come all the way to Australia?
Why were they at...
Grumpy Cat is a worldwide phenomenon.
...than a local Australian news company. Grumpy Cat next year!
Woo!
First grade GOH next year.
I'll see what I can do.
All right, any more questions?
So what was your guest of honor last year? A fucking cat.
Grumpy cat?
Oh, which suitor?
Not
no,
a suitor.
No, like, can you imagine how many people would be so upset about that?
Yes, me!
Okay.
Any other question?
Oh, my God, nope. I'm going to kill you if you bring Grumpy Cat to my cons. If you even
I haven't
bring a
ever met Grumpy Cat.
Look-alike.
I just know that she lives, like, 30 miles away from me.
How anyone? Do I explain that to the hotel? Yeah, okay, I'm going to need a room for my security. Give them two rooms with a door between. My staff needs seven rooms over there. Oh, and we're going to put a pussy in one of the rooms. No, it's a cat. Yeah, with claws and everything. Yeah, just the cat. Yeah, put a litter box in there. Yeah, it'll shit on your floor. Speaking of cats.
What?
Xander's a cat.
I have a cat. I'm not a
cat. What's the cat's name? Right, little bitch.
Mia.
So,
I haven't seen Mia since she was, like, tiny.
She's still the same size because she shits everything out onto my floor. Like, here's a trick for you. If you want a kitten to be a kitten for forever, just let her shit on your floor. She gets used to it, your house smells like shit, and she stays a little kitten. I'm going to step on your cat.
Don't tell people this. They're going to start shitting on the floor. I think it's like the eternal youth spa.
Right. Don't shit on the floor.
So did we find the fountain of youth? Is she shitting on the floor?
Yes. We do not. Don't. That is not the message we want to send.
I am so seeing the comment card from the hotel after this. Like, your fandom was really cool. Everyone was really polite. A lot of shit on the floor.
It
was great right up until 3:44 p.m. on Friday. And then... there was some awkwardness in some of the public restrooms.
The first room was consuite, and we thought that you guys were serving a lot of chocolate, but that wasn't it at all. Dot, 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 that wasn't it at all. Comma, very clean toilets by the end of con, thank you. When you think about it, if you're going to shit on the floor, it's one. They're just trading cleaning one thing from another. So it's if you're shitting on the floor and your roommate is shitting on the toilet. That's right, this is where we're going with this today.
All right.
Best of luck. All right. I think then we are going to cut over.
Yep.
Guys.
Oh, dear God. What have we done?
Your stomach.
What is this?
31. Oh, dear God.
Oh, okay.
What? Sorry, I'm like my vision.
All right.
Really
all right,
bad.
Guys. We're going to call the show now, but that means that for those of you who've been to the Dragon Show before, you might know what's about to happen. This is about to be a cameras off, microphone off, non-recorded segment for the show. It's for charity. Now, we would ask that if you are going to stay, please put some money into the hat that we will give to the charity as a group right after the panel.
Yes.
Actually, no. Hey, I get to keep my hat for once. Yes.
Put money in the AIDS bucket.
All right. So if you would, now, it's not required, but when we're done here, please accompany us to give the money to the charity. I love to do it as a group. What this is for, we are about to do the charity story. And the reason why we are going to turn off all cameras and all recording equipment is this story is going to be highly embarrassing or semi-illegal for either myself, Xander, or Dragger. Incriminating. Right.
Self-incriminating.
Self-incriminating.
Just like
so
Tyranitar.
If you would like to, we're going to do a quick collection. And then the story, which this time, thankfully, is not about Alkali. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a Xander story for you.
Uh-oh.
We have a really good Xander story for you. What's up? No, the haircut story was told
this is much
on.
Worse.
You know what? While we're collecting the money, we're going to do the haircut story because I never want you to forget it. The shower door is one of my favorites. It's probably going to be in stand. Actually, yeah, most of the Dragon Show listeners have heard those. For those of you who haven't, really quick, the haircut story is because I am a neat freak. You notice how I didn't like his cat shitting on my floor? Yeah, that's not just like segmented to cats. I don't want shit on my floor. I like my house being clean. I like it being tidy. And this blind bastard decided that his hair is easy enough to cut by himself. So while I was at work one day, he wandered into my bathroom, got maybe a hedge clipper or something, because that's the only thing that could explain why it was everywhere, and just went, and then cleaned. This is how I'm assuming he cleaned. Done. Fucking done. No reason to clean any more than that. So I came home and it looked like Chewbacca exploded in my bathroom. And to this day, he cannot figure out why I was angry about that. So if you ever want a house guest that'll just destroy your house, this guy.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that, okay. You blind son of a bitch.
All right. With that
well,
said,
that's better than us coming to your house and turning it up to like 80 degrees while you were gone.
Let's wrap up the recorded part, shall we? Okay.
All right. Guys, we're going to end the recorded section now. So I'm Alkali.
I'm Xander.
And this is the... Yep.
And Sema. Yay.
And this is the audience at First Square. Guys, enjoy the night. Have a great time at the con. Good night.